I'm totally nervous. All right. No editing at all. 3, 2, 1. Welcome back to the We Are LA Tech podcast. I am in our Santa Monica sound studio at the fabulous Beach House Co-Works with my amazing guest host, Brian. Hello.
Spree, I'm so happy to be here.
Are you so stoked for the holidays?
I'm so stoked. I'm happy you're back. I'm happy you're here.
I know. I am in the U.S. and then in February, I will be interviewing Women in Tech in New Zealand, but what? I am in L.A. until then, loving We Are L.A. Tech. So this particular short little spot is just to say happy holidays to everybody. We are going to be off the air until first week January, but Brian and I just wanted to do a quick reflection on what's been happening in the Los Angeles tech scene for 2017. Brian, you want to kick it off? You have a company yourself, Magic Links.
Yeah.
So how's the Magic Links been in 2017?
It's been a huge year. So I always, at the beginning of each year, I pick a word for the year.
Oh, love it.
And so my word for 2017 was bolder.
Love it, bolder.
And I use that instead of doing a series of resolutions.
Yeah.
I want to have one word that I can just like make every decision around, like, or yeah, try to live into that word.
Yeah.
So this has been a bolder year for me. Moving into a new office space, doubling the size of the team, tripling the size of the company. It's been huge.
Yeah.
It's been bolder. And there's a lot of ways that I've challenged myself to be bolder in business interactions, in my personal life,
right,
and my professional life, and all those things. So, 2017 has been a crazy year on so many levels, but it's been a great year. I'm just so excited for what's happened during this year, how it's ended, and I'm excited for 2018.
And wait, when do you pick this word?
So I do it right around New Year's. This year it took me like a couple weeks past New Year's. I wasn't entirely sure because last year, in 2016, my word was bold.
Right?
Wait, and then
bold and then bolder.
Yeah.
Does that count?
Because I wanted to like keep going. I wanted, okay, to keep opening up. 2015, it was spectacular.
Yeah.
So it's been spectacular, bold, bolder. I don't know what it's going to be in 2018. Like when it feels right, it feels,
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And I had to like really focus to get to that one word.
Right.
So it took a little while. I bounced it off some people, asked, you know, got feedback on it. And then finally, I think last year was probably third week of January where it was like bolder. That's what I'm going with. That's
I love
what I'm going
to do. Now we entered 2017 with Los Angeles being one of the top three tech cities in the world. Do you think we're still there? Are we holding our ranks?
Absolutely. Yeah. This has been a huge year for LA Tech. You've got, you know, Too Faced, right? The cosmetics, yeah, company. You've got Kylie Cosmetics absolutely blowing up. Forever 21, Revolve, like all these brands in retail. Obviously, Snapchat IPO.
Because just to pause for a second, because you're a master in can we talk about the epicness? And then we'll get into Snapchat and IPO and whatever. But just for a second, because it's really, really magnificent what Magic Links is doing to really bring great fortune to these YouTubers and making business sense between YouTubers and brands. Wait, just,
yeah,
get into it.
Totally.
Yeah.
So we power authentic social commerce, right? So you've got sponsorship deals. Creators make money from sponsorship deals and make money from YouTube directly. And we power authentic social commerce. So basically, you're wearing a shirt you love. If fans choose to buy it because of an influencer,
right,
the influencer should get paid. And so that's what we power.
I love it.
Yeah. You're wearing a Logan Paul shirt right now.
I know
you're like, I know you're deep.
I am.
You're deep in
the love. I love that you know it's a Logan Paul shirt. I am a maverick. Oh my gosh. Yes. You totally cut. Now I'm blushing. I am part of the Low Gang. Oh my gosh. Yes. Oh my God. Okay. You guys, 2018 for me, dream. I want Logan Paul in the We Are LA Tech studio. I would die.
We would have, there'd be like the beat, it'd be like the Beatles showing up. There'd be,
yeah,
people going nuts outside
I
the office.
I would die. I will put on a huge, massive event around Logan Paul, totally repping the merch to loganpaul.com/shop. You guys, get your Christmas merch if I could interview Logan Paul in,
I love it,
in 2008. Speaking of merch, We Are LA Tech is coming out with our We Are LA Tech shop. Inspired by Logan Paul. So you know,
amazing,
we have the We Are, you have so many We Are,
yeah,
Tech shirts.
Yeah.
And so people have just, you guys, up until this point, this is how people buy this shirt. They go to a Google form. They say, I'd like this shirt. yes, I'm happy to spend $25, and then I manually send them a PayPal link yes. with that super long URL in an email, and then they click the link, and then I get that, and then I'm like, okay, what's your shipping address? And that is how I handled sending out like over 50 packages last week. Like, no. So we're wow. using Shopify, then an amazing web developer here in LA Tech, Jonathan Dingman. He's building yeah. us, he's rebuilding our We Are LA Tech site with a WooCommerce store. Really exciting. So that's going to be at shopwearelatech.com. I'm hyped.
So are your stickers going to be available on it?
Yeah.
Amazing.
It's going to be yeah. a pack of stickers for $5 and the shirt for $25 including shipping.
So can I tell a little story?
Yeah.
Because I
you could totally tell a story.
Because I go to conferences a lot, right?
Yeah.
And in September, I was at a conference in Santa Barbara.
Yeah.
And before we left, my team and I, we took a bunch of We Are LA Tech stickers.
So
I don't know.
Cool.
Maybe I'm confessing this right now.
I know, I was like,
but
what?
We took some to hand out.
Yeah.
Because Santa Barbara's not that far away, right?
Yeah.
And as we were going around the party, we were handing them out, and people were like, I mean, they love the sticker. The
yeah.
stickers are amazing.
Yeah.
The brand is great. And
yeah.
like, it really resonates. People love it. So I'm glad you've got a shop. That's amazing.
Oh, thank you. It was really nerve wracking because you guys know how into I'm always about community, community, community. And sometimes, you know, I forget that the community, we need to help one another in order
yeah.
to sustain the ecosystem of We Are LA Tech that being there. And so, yeah. So a lot of times I just don't say anything and I just, yeah. And
yeah.
so it's time for the launch of the shop so we could all represent the movement of LA Tech, maybe getting to the top city in the world one day for tech. But right now it is it varies between, I think, 2, 3, and 4. It's usually Tel Aviv, Israel, New York, Silicon Valley, of course, and then us. And so, yeah. So, okay, other reflections on 2017 for Los Angeles Tech?
Yeah. I mean, it's been a banner year.
You said Snapchat IPO.
Yeah, Snapchat IPO. I mean, I think, you know, one sign, too, is just like the real estate market.
Yeah.
You think of what's happening. It's hard to live in Venice now. It's hard
yeah.
to live in Santa Monica.
Right.
And that's a reflection of all the, not only the startup brands that have really had success. You know, Parachute has raised another big round of funding.
And what does Parachute do?
Parachute is the like luxury home bedding.
Right.
And they've got a store on Venice on Rose Avenue.
Yeah.
MeUndies is big here.
And do you know where they're based?
MeUndies is in Santa Monica,
cool.
right? I think.
Oh, I think.
FabFitFun is
yeah.
another one based
in
El Segundo.
Are you? Customer.
Do you
yeah.
get, is it like a total box of joy
yeah,
when it comes up?
Yeah, and so annoying because I always do the add-ons. Like, so it's actually not costing
yeah.
me. Like, but I want one of their influencer boxes. Speaking of, yeah,
yes.
like, well, I saw Brittany Furlan?
Yes.
She's so funny. She
yeah.
like was a Viner, now Instagram or whatever,
yeah.
Snapchat. She's hilarious. And they gave her an influencer box. I was like, what? What? Like, I like have to pay my $40 plus all the add-ons for my box.
We got to get them. Hopefully they're listening to the show. We'll get one sent to you. Brighter.com was another.
Yeah, what does Brighter do?
They were help you find a dentist.
Yeah.
And I think Cigna bought them just recently, just in the last couple of weeks. And then you've had, you know, big follow-on financings for Cornerstone On Demand. And I'm probably missing literally 100 companies here in LA,
yeah.
but it's been an amazing year. And I think, like, you know, part of the movement that you have helped start, help create, help organize
Aww.
Of all these things, right? It takes time. I mean,
yeah.
how long you've been doing this? 7, 10 years, like a long time.
Yeah, it's crazy. I was one of the original people in, I call it like the LA Tech Renaissance, because there was
yeah.
some LA Tech scene in the 90s that I'm not aware of. And then when I'm born and raised LA. When I got into LA Tech, that was about, I think, 2004, 2005, like around MySpace-ish,
mm-hmm.
YouTube, like around there. And then Coloft, I really think, planted the seeds for LA Tech to be what it is today.
Mm.
And that was around 2009. So before Coloft, there were about 20 to 30 of us. We all fit in one photo when we'd go to South by Southwest Interactive in Austin. And that was LA Tech. And now it's this thing with thousands of people moving here
yeah.
every day.
And I think, you know, people more and more, you're starting to see like engineers and talent come from
yeah.
San Francisco down
yeah.
here.
And people pick LA over San Francisco.
Yeah,
that's
which
huge.
Is awesome.
It's
yeah.
huge.
Yeah.
I have news.
Tell me.
Aside from shopwearelatech.com, I have news. We're relaunching the club.
Okay. Amazing.
So, and you helped with that. Okay. From 2015 to 2017, the middle of 2017, I ran the We Are LA Tech Experience Club.
Yep.
Brian, tell us what it was like.
Yeah. I mean,
Brian was a club member.
What I thought was most amazing is how curated the set of people were, where everyone, like, it's not. Networking events can get really annoying, and I don't find them very productive as an entrepreneur, as I use my time. Like, I want to make stuff happen. I want to create real, authentic relationships. And so what I found so amazing about the club is how the people who are there want to connect, and you create these experiences where you're not connecting around like, hey, what do you do? What do you do for a living?
Yeah.
It's like, let's go do this awesome shit together.
Yeah.
And then through that, connections are formed.
Totally.
And so, yeah.
Like horseback riding, escape rooms. What was your favorite one?
I think I did one of the, like, didn't you do like a dance party thing?
Yeah.
Or like dancing is usually a part of it, but there was like a party with like making stuff, dancing, and something else.
Oh my God, I don't know.
I think it was when you first moved into your studio.
Do you know
here.
I've done over 400? So
oh
I don't
my gosh.
Know.
That's
I don't
incredible.
Know which of the many dancing ones was cool, the dancing one. Yeah, so we're reinventing it. We built I know a lot of you guys requested connect with one another after a thing, and I wanted to be really cautious of privacy.
Mm-hmm.
And so we built a whole specialized back end so members can connect with one another. We now will have like tons and tons of activities per week based on geography and interest. So there will be in Santa Monica or Silver Lake or what, like everywhere all throughout the week. And, you know, tech people with kids, tech people with a dog, tech people who love to go fishing. Like, it just
amazing.
Like, yeah. So it's going to be amazing. I'm really, really excited. And so right now we're looking at launching in quarter two of 2018, and we're just doing all the preparation and
amazing.
Yeah.
What I think, the other thing I think is so cool about that, Esprit, is you have this, like, there's going to be this like latent like desire for that to relaunch, you know?
I've had so many club members be like, please.
And it's great. I mean, and I see it, right? Like, even like, you're so open, honest, and everything on your social posts. And when people, like, you must have the highest engagement rate of just about anybody because you post these like real questions. You're vulnerable, and then people respond to that vulnerability, and that makes other people feel vulnerable or be willing to share their vulnerability.
Yeah,
and it's just a beautiful thing.
Oh,
so yeah,
you.
Can't wait to get it restarted.
Yay! So if you guys want to check that out, the old site before Jonathan does the whole rebuild is wearelatech.club. I'm pretty sure. I don't even remember. Because I would always use wearelatech.com/club for the application form. And we had built the site that we never used that has like photos and stuff. So wearelatech.club if you want to see photos and stuff. But that's all for the old club. New club will be coming soon. I'm sure Jonathan's going to make it so everything's all in one place. Thank God. I have like 50 websites for We Are LA Tech right now.
Amazing.
Where can people find out more about Magic Links? And just really, let's make it clear, like, where can who can it serve? Like right now, for everyone listening, who desperately needs to know that Magic Links exists because you'll make a tremendous positive influence in their life?
Yeah, huge. Okay, so two-sided marketplace, influencers, anyone who has a following on YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat, we help monetize your posts and do it in a really authentic way. So there's more than 2,500 brands that are live on Magic Link. So it's a really fascinating, you can sign up and get started in less than a minute. And that's how we've designed it. So www.magiclinks.org is where you can go sign up. And then from a brand side, I've got some exciting news as well.
Tell me.
So we started out, you know, a lot of our first partners on Magic Links, we went for the big retailers. So Nordstrom, Sephora, Ulta, Target, Dick's Sporting Goods, Williams Sonoma, brands like that. And one thing that we noticed in the marketplace is that small startup brands were waiting 2 or 3 or 4 years until they really started to engage in an affiliate type of model.
Right.
And there's a lot of reason for that. It's expensive. It's a pain in the butt. There's a lot of like coupon and like weird sites that a startup brand doesn't really want to engage with.
Right.
So we've launched our own direct program, and we We did that about 8 weeks ago. We've now got 20 brands that are live on it.
Amazing.
Hush is a huge beauty brand that's here in LA that's running their whole influencer program for us or through using Magic Links technology. So I say that because I know you have, there's a lot of entrepreneurs, a lot of people that are starting product companies.
Right.
Even as the We Are LA Tech store launches, that can be live on the Magic Links platform.
What?
And then any influencer who wants to like talk about the We Are LA Tech shirts can
get
do
out.
That. And you would just pay a small fee, but only when people buy from the store.
Wait,
so it's really
done.
It's a great way to scale.
Done. We'll set it up at
amazing.
Done.
Yeah.
We'll make this happen. I love it.
Yeah.
Maybe some of you know, a lot of you probably don't know, Brian and I both work out at the same place, Beach House Co-Works.
Yes.
We love it. And when we initially moved in, both in 2017, we talked about how we really wanted this to be a tech hub, how we wanted all of our friendly startups and tech companies to be surrounding us so we had a community here.
Yeah.
So if you're interested in joining us here at Beach House Co-Works, shoot me an email. You guys know esprit@wearelatech.com or tweet me @wearelatech. And then I'll connect you to the people that run this place. And because we really want this to be a home for LA Tech. We want to be able to go into the kitchen, to go into the, they have this really cool like backyard with a table where you could eat lunch and the sun beats on you. It's so cool. Like hang out there and like just everywhere. We want this to feel kumbaya.
Yeah. Yeah. A little story around that too. So there's a woman, Erica, who has been, she started out working like for the beach house where Esprit and I work and taking pictures to help like with the social
work
media
out of.
Content.
Yeah.
Yeah, work out of. Yeah. And we were, you know, we're a fast growing, quick company, like stuff is going on.
Yeah.
And I started talking to her. She's like, yeah, I do website design. So she's been doing a whole bunch of design work for us.
Cool.
And then we've also, we're now filming more videos to
love
talk
it.
About our products, like do creator interviews, post them on YouTube. And so she's actually, you know, she started working here for one thing.
Yeah.
And now she's been a huge part of our story this year and been helpful in all these ways that are super cool.
It.
So,
both Brian and I would love for you guys to be a part of the story. So all of our journeys can ride together.
Completely.
Yeah. What We Are LA Tech stands for is connectivity, collaboration, community, culture. I believe that to the umpth core. And so having you guys physically here with us would make that just that much better.
Amazing.
But with that, have an amazing holiday. We will see you again at the beginning of January. I will be editing this particular episode myself. So call back to 2014 when I started We Are LA Tech because I gave my production team the last 2 weeks off to enjoy the holiday.
Amazing.
So yeah. So I hope my editing suffices. Brian and I both thought, okay, let's try to make it so I don't have to edit too much. But
I think we did it.
Yeah, I think we did it. Although I talk a little loud, so I'll probably have to adjust the levels. All right. Bye, guys. I will see you guys, talk to you guys, hear you guys in the next episode. Tweet @WeAreLATech.
Tweet @UseMagicLinks.
Bye.
Happy holidays.